I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Thursday. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change, coming to you from an absolutely frigid Gem City, joined, as always, by the Director of Recruiting for 24/7 Sports, Steve Wiltfong. Steve, how goes it?
Morning, Daniel. Doing well, man. It's not 1 degrees, it's 21 degrees, and we're sending this balmy weather down I-70 through Dayton, all the way to you fine folks in Columbus.
Frigid. I don't know what the number is, but it hurts. Today, we are going to talk about recruiting, as we always do, talk about some rankings as the top 247 finalized, lots of other good stuff. First, I promised I would address this on the Tuesday show. Last week, we were discussing quarterbacks, and we talked about Jackson Arnold from Denton Guyer, arguably Ohio State's top quarterback prospect in the class. We addressed the fact that he was supposed to visit Oklahoma, and lo and behold, he exited Oklahoma a committed Sooner. Is Ohio State out of it? Give us the latest on Jackson Arnold.
Well, Jackson Arnold had a longstanding relationship with Jeff Lebby. Ole Miss was a top program for him, and he visited Oxford a couple times. And when Jeff Lebby made his way over to Oklahoma, which was, from a proximity standpoint, much closer to Denton, Texas, that relationship was a smooth transition. He visited Oklahoma, had a tremendous experience, jumped in the boat, and will be back in Norman this weekend to start recruiting for his class. But at the same time, I think that the lines of communication will remain with several other schools, including Ohio State. I believe the Buckeyes even returned to Denton or Ryan this week. And, we'll see what happens down the road. We've seen Ohio State get the spatula out at the quarterback position before. They're a program that you can't ignore if you play quarterback. And I think that, we'll see how this continues. This is a marathon, not a sprint. Jackson Arnold's in the fold for Oklahoma. Obviously, they're the leader. We'll see what happens.
Okay, that's interesting, because sometimes when a guy commits like that, you want to cross him off the list. Obviously, we will stay involved with Jackson Arnold, which brings us to the topic of quarterback and the top 247 rankings. And as I look at it, really, if I'm taking big picture view, this class may be determined, at Ohio State at least, by Devin Brown versus Drew Aller. Devin Brown, a late add in the class. Of course, we all know the Quinn Ewers experience. Amazing Ohio State could go out and get such a stud from Utah. But then the emergence of Drew Aller in state, he's committed to Penn State. So what you're going to have is Ohioans looking at Aller quarterbacking the Knicks and Devin Brown at Ohio State. And it could come down to who develops better. What's your thoughts on the situation, and am I over-exaggerating the importance of the quarterback in this class?
Well, I think that it's going to be interesting, because you look at Ohio State and their track record at the position, whoever they have start ultimately ends up being a first-round draft pick, and C.J. Stroud is tracking in that direction as well. So if I'm a quarterback on the recruiting trail, betting on myself, Ohio State is incredibly hard to ignore. Now, Drew Aller had an opportunity to go to Ohio State, and he's going to Penn State. It's a program that invested in him earlier than anybody. It's his strongest relationship, and not all first-rounders come from Ohio State, and we'll see what kind of development that he has at Penn State, where I think James Franklin and company have had a program that's been close to making the college football playoff three times. They've been in the New Year's Six three times. They haven't recruited the quarterback position like they did this cycle with Drew Aller and Bo Prabula. So it's an exciting time for Penn State. Drew Aller has all the tools to be, you know, the top quarterback in this class 3 to 4 years from now. And for Devin Brown, I think that you're very excited about your potential with the track record that school has had with Ryan Day and Corey Dennis and those guys. When they get their paws on you and you win the starting job, you know, your future's kind of set.
So I have said on here several times that I believe Ryan Day is on a run of at least 7 straight first-round quarterbacks. If you count Joe B, and I'm going to, for purposes of making myself right, I'm going Joe B, Dwayne Haskins, Justin Fields, and I think everyone projects C.J. Stroud as a first-round draft pick. So dominoes there. We hope it keeps going. The real interesting part about this to me is the fact that Drew Aller, in my opinion, is going to Penn State because Mike Yurcich is from Euclid. There were some connections up there. He got on it early, so Ohio ties will work for the Nittany Lions in this case. Definitely something to watch. We will get back to quarterbacks, by the way, but you had a story up there about guys who are going to decide on National Signing Day. Not as many are left. We all know the schedule's been changed so that the opening is really the big deal. But the one guy in the article that Ohio State is in the mix for is Kristen Miller, defensive tackle out of Georgia. Obviously, a defensive guy out of Georgia who's got an offer from the Bulldogs. I would be shocked. But Kristen Miller plays the game. There's some who think he might be in it for Ohio State. We've had several people say they're a dark horse. I know he visited Miami this past weekend and is a big fan of the recruiting process in general. So let's get your last licks in on Kristen Miller.
Kristen Miller actually visited Florida A&M last week, and he's at Miami this weekend.
My fault.
2 weekends ago. Ohio State's always been considered in the top two. But in the two slot, I still like Georgia for Kristen Miller. Haven't heard anything different.
Yeah, and I've always kind of felt that way. He likes the recruiting process, and if he does come here, it would be a huge upset. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and talk about what else more Cruton.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
All right, we are back. Other quarterbacks that could be in the mix for Ohio State that we are reading about these days. Nicholas Iamaleva, not confident on him. I am very interested in Dante Moore, if for no other reason that he's from Michigan, and the idea of us going in and getting the best quarterback to come out of Michigan at some time is intriguing. Tell us about Dante Moore and how serious you think Ohio State is.
Well, he lives in Michigan, but he's from Ohio, and I do think that he likes the Buckeyes program. He definitely has great respect for it. I think there's some schools that would be considered to be in better position right now. Notre Dame, Michigan are two that I think are in a really good spot. He's going to visit Oregon this weekend and was at Miami last week. He's been on a lot of college campuses. I don't think he's narrowed his list down. I think he's open to a lot of programs, and I think that he's a guy that Ohio State likes and has near the top of the board. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see how it shakes out with Dante Moore and Ohio State moving forward as well, because I think he's a guy that's a prized recruit around the Woody.
The other topic that is hot and heavy around here is the 2022 schedule. Ohio State, we always knew, was opening with Notre Dame, and that's what we're going to talk about. Steve was raised in South Bend and always has an excellent knowledge of Notre Dame. There are some people who are talking about that game as being super difficult. I don't see that. If they're changing quarterbacks and coaches, I realize Marcus Freeman has been there and is obviously super well-educated as a human being. But I think that's actually Ohio State big in the opener. Am I overconfident?
I think that Notre Dame's got a talented football team across the board. You know, I think they got a lot of future NFL guys walking around that football facility, but there's a huge advantage in the quarterback room at Ohio State compared to Notre Dame. And I do think that Ohio State has a couple more elite players than Notre Dame, but really when I'm comparing Ohio State and Notre Dame, or Notre Dame really to the programs that have a chance to win the national championship, because I mean, I view Notre Dame as a program that's shooting 68 on the golf course, and it's really hard to get to 67 and 66 when you're at that point. You know what I'm saying? But there's only a handful of guys that are capable of shooting 67, 66. And Ohio State has just done a much better job recruiting quarterback and developing that room than Notre Dame. And I don't have much confidence. This doesn't mean I'm right, but I don't have much confidence in Notre Dame's quarterback room going into next year when I compare it to the top quarterback rooms in the country. And so, you know, Tyler Buchner, I don't know if he's ready to take the reins and lead Notre Dame into the Shoe and be 24 of 31 for 302 yards. And maybe he doesn't have to win the game, but I think Notre Dame's got a talented running back room. They got the best tight end in the country, arguably. They got a lot of future pros on the offensive line. They got some really young, talented dudes in the receiver room. Lorenzo Styles, one of them. But they don't have CJ Stroud. They don't have Kyle McCord. They don't have, you know, in my opinion, right now, Notre Dame's best quarterback would be at the very least Ohio State's third best quarterback. And so that's the difference in the programs for me right now. It's not, so the gap is big because of that room, in my opinion. I think Notre Dame will match up. They'll hit, they'll be physical. They have a good football team, but quarterback is really where Notre Dame has struggled to recruit they went into the portal last year and got a solid guy. We'll see what happens with that quarterback room for them moving forward. And maybe I'm sleeping on Tyler Buchner. Maybe he is going to be one of the fine quarterbacks in college football. I just think he has a lot more development to go, and he's only going to be a sophomore next year. And, we'll see what he looks like as a sophomore, than a junior, than a senior. I'm just talking about sophomore Tyler Buchner.
Yeah, just to take that a step further, what's happening, and we all watched the NFL this past weekend, quarterback is not getting less important in football. And the fact that we have Ryan Day recruiting quarterbacks, and you know you're going to have a first-round draft pick at quarterback, Ohio State is always going to be a playoff threat, and that's how it should be. We appreciate Steve stopping by.
Take care, y'all. See you on the front row.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.